Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Debbie Lystead, and she is the current treasurer of BPW. That's the Atlantic Business and Professional Women. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, LaVon. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. And since you're the treasurer, we're really going to talk about some money things. But the first one is a really fun one for everybody.
Yes, we have our fifth annual Exit 113 dance coming up on Saturday, March 24th, a week from this Saturday at the Community Building. From the dances from 7 to 11, but we start serving our famous Sloppy Joes and potato salad at 6 o'clock. The Community Center will have their bar open. The band is, again, like I say, Exit 113, and they are awesome.
You're getting into a tradition here. You've had them for quite a few years.
This is our fifth year. Yeah. They wanted to come to Atlantic for a long time, and we got them 5 years ago, and we've had them back ever since every year for our fundraiser. And even if you don't dance, they are so much fun to listen to and watch.
Okay. Yeah, you can enjoy music without dancing, but if you want to dance, what a great opportunity. And what's the fee?
$12 per ticket if you buy it ahead of time, $15 if you wait and buy it at the door.
And then plus whatever food you want.
Plus whatever food you want. We have some very good, like I say, our famous Sloppy Joes.
Yeah, you have gotten a tradition there too, a reputation. So you got good reputation stuff going on here between the band and your Sloppy Joes. You can't hardly miss. And so you'll want to do that. Now, that's just one fundraiser, and I know that's been really successful for you. And you have another event coming up. Again, another tradition.
Yes, we have our annual spring craft fair. We actually have two of them a year, the spring and the fall. And that's coming up on Saturday, April 7th, again at the Community Building, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and again, we'll be serving our famous Sloppy Joes, and it's 50 cents to get in, admission to get in.
50 cents. I don't know where else you can go and see all the stuff you see here for 50 cents. And then when you get in the door, in addition to your good food, you just fill that building with all kinds of vendors.
We do. We usually have somewhere between 50 and 70 vendors or vendors with that many tables there, and your 50 cent admission gets you a ticket. And the vendors each give us a donation, and we do give away door prizes throughout the whole day, too.
So it's really fun. And the other thing that I see people coming to this, because you do it a couple times a year, it's kind of like it's a social event. You know, you see people there at that time that you don't see other places because it's a kind of a twice a year, hey, I'll go see somebody. It's really a fun event just to come and see everything. So now we'll remind people of both of those events, but we talked about these are both fundraisers, and of course, you have good things to spend your money on.
We do. The main thing that we do the fundraisers for is our scholarship program. Now, this year, we're giving away five scholarships. We have two $1,000 scholarships to a resident of Cass County, to give them financial aid to a man or a woman who's been out of school 5 years or more and wants to go back in and further their education. Then we have a $500 Collins Scholarship, which is given to us every year by one of our past members' sister-in-laws who gives that to us. And that's available to a female resident of Cass, Shelby, or Audubon County. Can be a high school senior or after. And that's only in like computer science, management information systems, computer systems management, chemistry, engineering, a non-traditional that you'd go back to school for. Then we have two like member scholarships that we give away. One is a $1,000 Bev Mendenhall Nursing Scholarship. Now, Bev was a longtime, very active member, and she was a nurse out at the hospital here and passed away a few years ago. And then we have a one-time this year scholarship for $1,500 in memory of another member who passed away last year, Margaret Sontag, who, again, was very, very active in BPW. And that's available to a female resident of Cass County, and there's no nursing,
no special requirements. Now, several of these are for people you're saying returning for education. But at least one of those, I think you said, could be for a high school grad just graduating?
Yes, the $500 Collins scholarship. It can be a high school senior or above that that can qualify for that, yes.
Well, the interesting thing about these scholarships, I think you really, as BPW, are encouraging folks to continue their education. And sometimes that's, you know, that's a real challenge.
Yes, it is indeed. And it used to be, you know, we had them just for females. Well, that's not true anymore. We include males also can qualify for this, too.
And you also accept men as members.
Yes, we do. And we'd love to have somebody be our very first male member in Atlantic, Iowa.
And just saying Atlantic, we mentioned Atlantic several times. There's another special thing going on with Atlantic this year.
Yes, the sesquicentennial, the 150-year celebration, and we're incorporating that into our dance on the 24th.
Oh.
With the theme, they have the theme for March is building business and industry. And we have 43 sponsors for our dance.
Wow.
And we're asking those sponsors to give us a little something that represents their business, and we're going to display it on tables. So that, you know, a business card and something, or a brochure and something, and several of them are also giving us something as door prizes. So we have lots of door prizes we'll be giving away that night, too. But you have to be present to win, and you have to buy your ticket ahead of time.
So is this a new thing to have the door prizes for the dance?
No, we've had door prizes, but not very many. I know we would always give something from BPW, and then we'd have a few who would give us door prizes. But we've got a lot of door prizes this year.
Okay, that's a good thing to remind folks that this 150th sesquicentennial is going on. I think a lot of people maybe don't realize that. And it's interesting that everybody can kind of do their own thing, and BPW is picking right up on this. Sounds really, really great. I want to talk just a little bit about the Atlantic BPW group. First of all, make sure we know that that's Business and Professional Women. You've been in existence a long time, and you are the largest BPW group in Iowa.
We are. We have been in existence since 1935. Iowa BPW was 1920. From Waterloo was the very first one in the state of Iowa. Our membership is right at 35, I believe, and we are the largest and most active. And they always ask us, you know, what do you guys do? How do you do this? Well, several reasons. Our activity and everything here in the community that we're involved in, we help with everything we possibly can through the chamber, and we give, you know, some of this money that we make at these fundraisers goes into our community service projects also. So we give from anywhere to the schools, to the fire station, to the food pantry. There's a long list of things that we've given to so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we also kind of consider us a big family. You know, we know that everybody is there for one another if needed. So it's just, we're lots of sisters together.
That's sort of the feeling I always get when people talk about BPW and Atlantic. It is kind of like, well, that's my sister BPW member. So that's I think where other organizations are losing their members, aren't be able to recruit. You guys seem to be able to do that. So I think that's a real compliment to you. Another thing that you have been able to offer people is the chance to develop some leadership.
Yes, we do. We used to have a program. The BPW State has dropped it now, but when we go to state meetings, and several of us are very involved on the state level too as officers and committee chair, but they always have good speakers there that help us become leaders and give us the confidence that we need to pursue this.
Mm-hmm. So how often does BPW meet?
Atlantic BPW meets once a month, the third Wednesday of every month, except for July and August, and we have a board meeting the previous Wednesday. And we always meet at an eating place because we love to eat.
And what else, besides eating, what else do you do at your meetings?
Well, besides our business meeting, we always have a speaker or a program of some kind, and we have very, very good speakers come in throughout the community and the area. And
that's probably another reason that people want to belong, because they can really find out about their community. Deb, let's remind folks about the two fundraiser events coming up.
Okay, again, Saturday the 24th, we have our annual Exit 113, the name of the band, the dance at the community building from 7 to 11, with supper being started serving at 6. Tickets are $12 and can be purchased at Choice Printing or they can contact me at 249-1480 to get tickets. And the other one is the craft show coming up 2 weeks after that on Saturday, April 7th, again at the community building from 9 to 3.
Okay, we want to thank you very much, Deb Lysted, for visiting with us about BPW and these great fundraisers and all the things you do. Until next time, here's a thought. Failure doesn't come from not reaching your goal. It comes from not having a goal to reach.